Capricorn FM podcast.
At 20 minutes past 6, and now let's welcome in studio Tuso Pala. Good evening, Tuso. How's it?
Good evening, Mr. Gwena.
Are you good?
Evening. I'm okay, myself.
All right, man. Good to talk to you. So you've invaded my province.
Yeah, it's also my province.
Come on.
I came back home.
Oh, Kilikai.
Yeah, Kilikai.
Okay. But congratulations on your move, Tuso. And if we may, let's take a few steps back. And I'm hoping that you are more open to talking about this. What actually happened with you and your previous club?
Previous club? SuperSport?
Yeah.
My contract came to an end. Yes, that's
and
what happened.
Was it simply just that, or was there more to it than... Because, I mean, it was almost abrupt. It was there, and then the next thing, how Tuso Kiola has had that.
Yeah, well, my contract was coming to an end in June, but then we decided to cut it short in Jan. So, either way, my time at SuperSport was done. So, yeah.
How was Tuso when Tuso...
Yeah, no, I don't do that.
Didn't you get up to mischief, Kotlabung or anything, and then they were not happy with you? Because I would love to believe that if contract ends June and then January, 5 months before, they're like, ah, no, let's cut it short. It doesn't sound like proper.
No, the thing is, when the transfer window came, the December Jan transfer window, I requested to leave.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to go somewhere where I can play for the remainder of the season because I was not playing. So
I see.
It was fair enough for me to go to another club where I can get game time. You know, for me moving forward also, it's better going to another club while we're playing, unlike me sitting from Jan until June and then looking for another club. So when I asked them to leave, things didn't turn out the way I planned. The move didn't come through. So I had to go back to a team where they knew I'm leaving. So we decided to come to an agreement where I'd rather leave than, unlike me, sitting there and just training and earning while I'm not in the plans. So, yeah, it was not such a...
I see. So the bone of contention was that when you felt that you're not getting game time, and if they were not going to give you game time, you wanted to leave.
Yeah, that was... That's how it all started.
Oh, I see. It makes more sense now.
Yeah.
if you put it that way. Looking back, I mean, since then you have not been playing. And yes, as you say, you're not getting game time goal, SuperSport United. Is it a move that when you look back, you think you made the right decision in that regard?
Moving from SuperSport?
Like, I mean, I'm just saying, now you have not been playing since January, and you'll now start playing again maybe by August with Little Daduba, you know, and it's been quite a while. As a professional, I would imagine, Khori, you get football itchy, and you want to play, and as a result, you end up not playing again as you had hoped that you would play.
Yeah, it was a difficult situation, because when I made the request, I thought I'll make that move in Jan. So when it never happened, I went to the MTC team, and when I got there, I really thought about it, that I won't play for the good, because they were also coming to an end of the season. So yeah, it was not planned that I'll sit from Jan until now.
Were there offers that were there when you said, guys, I want to leave? Was there something that you had in mind? Was there a team maybe that was talking to you on the side for, hey, if you are available, it allowed that little runner for a bit?
Yeah, not talking me to the side. I mean, there were offers, and the offer that SuperSport wanted for them, it never worked out. They wanted a player from another team.
Oh, so they wanted a swap deal.
Yeah, for me to go there, and that team refused. So that situation stalled the move. So I ended up having to come back to SuperSport since I had contact with them. And having a player there who wants to leave and who's going to leave out of the season, it's not a good space.
So I can imagine even the coach would not necessarily feel that you would give you 100% because your mind is no longer there.
Yeah, because clearly I was not in the plans of the coach from then on. So I thought it's fair enough for me to just, come to an agreement with the club and get my clearance.
Was it an amicable parting, Tuso, or unyetidiriba?
No, we okay. We could after the termination of my contract, I met up with Stan Matthews. We had lunch, and yeah, it's all good. We look into the future, you know. I might come back to SuperSport in the backroom stuff, yeah, nada. So yeah, we good, man. Me and Stan, we talk. no bad blood. I still love the team, you know. They did a lot for me, and yeah, I had good memories there, and yeah, there's no bad blood between me and SuperSport.
Mm. Mm. Let's talk about Tusopala, the player. You know, I mean, looking back, you've been around. I mean, you're no longer a spring chicken, you know. you've been around. Looking back at your career, do you still feel that there's a lot that Tusopala can offer to not only to Black Leopards, but to football as a player?
Yeah, I still do. If I didn't think so, I don't think I would have signed for a team. I still think I have a few years to go, and I still want to achieve more. You can never stop achieving. So I came to a team that has never won a cup, and I want to make history here at Black Leopards. You know, I want to be that generation that has won something for the chairman, and also to give back to him, you know, for giving me the opportunity to play in his team.
Mm. Well, were there any other possible options that were available for you to join, or, you know, what swayed you towards Black Leopards? Was it the offer that was more lucrative, or were there anything else in the pipeline that you could have considered?
Yeah, there were some offers, Joburg teams, but this was a more lucrative offer for me to move, and I'm not so far away from home. And yeah, the Palas are from Limpopo anyway, so it would be nice to finish it off here at home.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you're speaking about finishing off, and is that you saying that, you know what, I appreciate the fact that I've been around. I mean, you've been playing football for quite a while now. How long has it been?
Thirteen seasons.
I mean, that's a serious achievement. Not too many footballers can look back and say that they've given their all for 13 seasons. And I'm sure, looking back, you must be pleased the fact that you have managed to stay this long at the highest level of football. I mean, this and also going to play on for Bafana Bafana, and you know, I think 20 times.
Yeah, 24 times.
24 times.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm very lucky to be like one of those players. Like, not a lot of players even make it to 10 seasons in the PSL. So I'm very lucky, very blessed, and I'm grateful for that.
What would you say is your, I don't like using the word secret, you know, like people are like, what's your secret? But what works for you? What's the key to your longevity in the game?
I must say I'm very lucky, and when I say lucky, I put like that, because if you can check the meaning of luck, is when preparation meets opportunity. So me working hard and me being prepared, you know, the opportunity came and I took it, and I've been in the game and I'm still here.
Mm.
Yeah.
So going back to a young Tusopala that broke into the scene and got to play in the highest level in South Africa, what was young Tusopala's dream, and do you think that have you lived it, are you living it, or are there still things that you want to achieve looking back at that 14-15 year old Tusopala that wanted to play football and nothing else?
As a young Tusopala, I wanted to make it to the PSL for one reason. Then my goal was, you know, to buy my mom a house.
Mm.
And I achieved that dream at a very young age.
That's lovely.
And yeah, coming to the field after you in the game, now you have more bigger dreams. And I wanted to play for the national team, you know, play in the World Cup, but that never happened. I played in the AFCON, I scored in the AFCON.
Mm.
So the dreams get bigger while you play. And I wanted to go overseas. That dream didn't happen, and some things happened for a reason, but I achieved more than I ever thought I'll achieve in my career, and I'd like to thank God for that, and my mom for that, you know, for always supporting me through the ups and downs of football. And I think with my family and support I was getting, like, it made me the player I am today.
Mm. You've had the opportunity to, or the luxury, if one can put it that way, to play for some of the big teams. I mean, a lot of players would tell you about their dreams as youngsters to play for a club like Kaizer Chiefs. I mean, you achieved that dream, although it was one of those moves that, you know, it was a bit of a struggle. I think you scored one goal at your time at Kaizer Chiefs, if memory serves well. What was it like achieving that dream of playing for arguably one of the biggest teams in the continent?
Yeah, it was great. I think every football player, a young boy from, especially from Soweto, you know, playing for a big team like Kaizer Chiefs is a dream come true. And yeah, it came to me when I was 19 years old. So it was like a dream come true for me, for my family. You know, it changed my family a lot. You know, the family surname now in Soweto from my area, you know, it's big because of if you play for Kaizer Chiefs, you know, you get that respect from where you come from. And for me as a player, obviously, being wearing the Kaizer Chiefs jersey, you know, I'm very grateful and I'm very happy about it. And even though I didn't stay long at Kaizer Chiefs, I think things happen for a reason. And if maybe I stayed there longer, maybe I wouldn't have played for the national team. Who knows? So I don't regret anything. Whatever happened at Chiefs, you know, I still support the team. So, yeah.
Well, if you say Kaizer Chiefs was a short stay, Mamelodi Sundowns was even shorter.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Well, I didn't have a good time at Sundowns. You know, at one point I thought of.
What was it? Was it just that you were not settling? Was it the question? What is the because sometimes you know you have got players who would when they change provinces or go to different teams, they just could not. Perform the way, and Rena from the outside, relibelated like Mara, this is not the Tuso or Mutsibang. Like, what was it? Was it the conditions of work? Was it just maybe the coaching or Nelu and maybe you're just not too comfortable?
I'll say it was not my time there. Things were not going well for me there. So, my timing going to Sundowns was not a good timing. I was not performing well, I must be honest with myself. And at that time, I didn't deserve to play at Sundowns. So, I had to move. I went back to Platinum Stars, and going to Platinum Stars, I was selected for the national team. So you see some things, you if you look at it in a positive way, is that it's good that I left Sundowns such a short time and I went back to Platinum Stars. So you must just look at the positives out of every situation.
And you had already had a relationship with Platinum Stars because we started seeing you go Silver Stars. Well, when Platinum Stars was still Silver Stars before it moved to the Northwest. So it was effectively a homecoming of sorts. And that's where eventually, you found your mark, you found your star, you found your stride, isn't it?
Yeah, I was more comfortable because, you know, I went back to the team that gave me the opportunity to play in the PSL, and I went back to Coach Owen. He's the one who called me when I was not registered at Sundowns, when I was just sitting at home training alone. So he called me, said, "Hey, come through to Rustenburg and I'll check you for a week and maybe I'll sign you." And he gave me the opportunity and I was back in the game. So yeah, very thankful to him also. He played a big role in my football career.
And you've had some great successes with SuperSport. That's the longest team that you've played with. I mean, you've had just about 140, give or take, appearances with SuperSport United. And I mean, we know that in that era, SuperSport United have achieved some great things. And looking back, as you say, that when it's time, because you got to play SuperSport and achieve great things with the club. I mean, even playing in the continent.
Yeah. We went to a CAF final in the history of SuperSport. You know, we were the group that took the club to a CAF final. So we achieved a lot. I mean, every season I was there, we went to a CAF final, we won a cup. So yeah, in my career, I think at SuperSport United, it's where I achieved a lot. That's why I'm very grateful to the club. Also, even now, there's no bad blood. You know, my career blossomed at SuperSport. I became the Tuso Power everyone knows today. You know, at SuperSport. So yeah, I'm very grateful to the club. And well, you know, in football, like I wasn't going to stay at SuperSport forever playing. So yeah, my time came. It was very unfortunately how I left. I wouldn't have liked to leave that way. I wanted to be there until the last game and say bye to the fans who have been supporting me all these years at SuperSport. They love me a lot and I love them too. So it's very unfortunate that it happened the way it happened.
So now you are back home, as you say. You've joined Little Daduva, and we know that this is one of the best supported teams in the league. Playing at Toyando Stadium, it's a slaughterhouse. Not too many teams come there and get points. What would you say, apart from, as you said, winning things with the club, would be you know, your big achievement on a personal note? What would you love to achieve? Is there something that you feel, okay, you know, I've ticked this, I've played for Bafana, I've played for Chiefs, I've played in KEF, I've won this trophy and that trophy, I've got man of the match performances, I've got my own dance, you know, but this is what I want to achieve.
Yeah, I wanna go there and score goals for the club. And as I said before, I wanna bring silverware to the club, make history, you know, be that generation that when Chusopala was there, you know, they won a cup at Black Leopards. You know, I wanna be remembered like that. And yeah, it's a team effort, I know. We have to come together with the boys we have here in the team. And I also spoke to some of the boys that I know that, you know, if you're here at Leopards and you do well, you know, you're opening a window for yourself, especially these young boys, you know. It's an opportunity for them to go to bigger clubs, but they won't go there if they don't win anything, you know. They must win something at the club to be recognized. So that's the goal for this season for me, is to score goals and to make those Toronto fans very happy.
Plus, so I'm sure these youngsters, you'll be able to say, hey, boys, when things are not happening, hey. Well, let's talk. Let's get into shape.
Yeah, that's what the chairman brought me here for. You know, my experience also. It's not only on the field, it's also in the change room, you know, to encourage these boys and to share the experience that I've shared in football and to show them there's a bigger picture than just playing 90 minutes only and going home to sleep.
Tuso, let's leave it there. All we can do is that we wish you the best of luck. Welcome back home. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. And I'm sure the people of Limpopo will be glad to see you score that first goal and doing that dance in front of that capacity crowd at the El Stadio de Toyando.
Yeah, no, I can't wait. And I can't wait to meet them also.
All right, Tuso, thank you very much for coming through. A pleasure.
For more podcasts, go to capricornfm.co.za and follow us on social media at Capricorn FM.